Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I like that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody said to God be the glory. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. How many of you made it here safely tonight?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we're so grateful. We thank you so much for your presence. Hallelujah. We won't take it for granted, but Lord, we thank you. We thank you so much for life. We thank you for the help that you sent. We thank you for Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord God, that as we hear this word, that it will change our lives. It will push us to the place that you've called us to, Lord God. And we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you so much in Jesus' name. Amen. How many know that God loves us?
Amen.
How many know that God, I'm talking about God really loves us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How did he show that? He demonstrated his love for us. Hallelujah. The Bible says when we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Amen.
How many of you going to die for somebody else? I'm sorry, I'm like Therese, I can't do it. Hallelujah. But God gave his only son, his very best. He didn't just go and say, okay, like which one in Cain or Abel, one of them off of just got something, the sickest calf or something. But he didn't go do that. He gave his very best for you. He gave the very best that he had. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that he can gain us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Isn't that the great good news about Jesus Christ? He gave him so that he can gain many. He said, he's the first among many brethren. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm in that number. Amen. Hallelujah. Tonight, we're going to talk about consistency. We're going to talk about working our faith, being consistent. On Sunday, during the offering time, I asked a question about how many of us are saying that confession throughout the week. And I don't know about you, but I don't necessarily know about you, but I know that speaks volumes if we don't. What do you mean, T? That means that we really don't believe it. Are we going to be religious tonight, or are we going to open our ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord wants to say tonight? That means we really don't believe it. How do I know that you don't believe? How do you know that I don't believe it? What's coming out of our mouths?
Amen.
When pressure time comes, is money come? When you're, I heard somebody say, when your money is funny, your change is strange. What's coming out of your mouth at that moment? Is it every time I get something tries to call for it, or man, it seems like every time I get something, then the car go out or the this go out or the air condition go, whatever. And it always take whatever little money I got. Is that what's coming out of your mouth? Come on, I want you to examine yourself tonight. I don't know you. I'm not with you 24/7. And you're not with me 24/7. So I want to know, what do you believe? The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. You just said what you believe during that pressure time. You just said what you believe. You may act like, okay, every now and then I'm going to confess money comes, or every now and then I'm going to confess by stripes I'm healed. But you just said what you believe. So what do we do? The Bible says, so faith comes by what?
Hearing.
Hearing, and hearing by the what? The word of God. So we already know how to build our faith. What is our responsibility? Our responsibility is to do the word, to read the word, to pray the word, to confess the word. And guess what we'll get? Word results. Hallelujah. Turn in your Bible to James chapter 1, verse 6. James chapter 1, verse 6. And it reads as follows. Are you there yet? And it reads as follows. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Verse 7. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. So that person that wavers, that goes back and forth from one day, he's saying, by his stripes I'm healed. And the next day he said, oh, this pain or the flu's going around, I'm going to be the first. That's a double-minded man. And the Bible said, let not that man think he would receive anything from the Lord. That's something, isn't it? So what does that tell us? That tells us, hey, we got to spend some time watching what comes out of our mouths or examining what comes out of our mouths. The word is, and how do you determine what's in your heart, what you spend the most time with? Is fear, if fear is in your heart, that's what you spend most time doing. That's what you spend most time thinking on, dwelling on. But if faith comes out of your mouth, guess what? We get the results. Amen. Okay? And so our task tonight is to teach you how to get the results so that you can walk out of this place and where you've been missing it at. First of all, say, Lord, I repent. But guess what? God loves us so much, he sent us the teacher. He sent us the teacher himself. Amen. Holy Spirit. And he's guess what? The best thing about him, he's so patient. He is so patient. He watches us as man. He's trying to tell us like wisdom talked about, like it talked about in Proverbs, wisdom calling out, hey, stupid, how long are you going to stay stupid? He's trying to tell us all the time what to do, but he's so patient with us. He doesn't beat us up. He doesn't just say, okay, but he's patient with us, and he wants to help us. That's his function. He's our helper. So what we have to do is let him help us. Because I'm going to tell you, you can't do this thing on your own. And Jesus knew that when he went away. He said, guess what? I'm going away, but I'm not going to leave you to fend for yourself. I'm not going to leave you to do it on your own. He said, I'm going to send you a helper. And that helper is the Holy Ghost. And he said he'll abide with you and he'll teach you all things and he'll bring all things back to your remembrance. That's a good teacher, amen? Yeah, amen? And so what we have to do is we have to open this word up. And the Bible says we're to desire more than our necessary food. And I know I show that I like food, amen? All right. But I'm working on it. I really am. But guess what? There's an example right there. And I wasn't just planning to say this to own down. But we have so many things. And there's an example of, okay, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to get ready for this summer body. That's what the younger people say. I don't know if y'all said it in y'all day or not, but that's what they say these days. I'm trying to get beach ready. I'm trying to get beach ready, Miss Luce. Amen. All right. But what happens? What happens if we show no commitment to that thing? First of all, we start out strong. Okay, like now.